Hey folks, Dan Freer here with the closing bell for August 13th, 2024. Now we've had days that were bad and days that were really bad. We had days that were good and then we have days like today. What am I talking about? Well, let's get over to the news because if you guys haven't seen this, the markets are loving whatever's happening today. So the only news we had out today was producer inflation and it came down. It actually came down into a nice little level. And then we had the Federal Reserve Bostic talking today. And let's look at where the markets are. We have the MBS is up 23 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to go down about 10 basis points. Let's get over to see where they are. They're about three down now. Let's refresh this, see if it updates. No, this will be going down just a little bit more, folks. And it doesn't end there. Right through here, look at the markets. We have the Dow Jones up almost 400 points. We have the S&P 500. It's up 1.6%. NASDAQ's up 400. We even have cryptocurrency up, I think, another 1,000 or 1,700. And then let's look at oil. Can it figure out the day to be perfect? We got oil down 2%. So it is almost a perfect day when it comes into this realm. We have mortgage rates coming down and the markets are just taking off. Why? Well, let's see what Bostic said. He sits on the Federal Reserve. He came out today and put on a presentation to the media. Must have went pretty good. Let's check with Steve Leisman over at CNBC to how this thing went. But based on all the numbers we're seeing so far, it looks like a fantastic day. Check it out. Bring it on, Steve.
President Raphael Bostic is speaking right now. We turn to Steve Leisman for those headlines. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks. Yeah, Raphael Bostic speaking in Atlanta saying, quote, I think we will get there. And that means there being towards rate cuts. If the economy evolves as he suspects it will, we should have rate cuts by the end of the year. He wasn't pressed on whether that would be in September or whatever. He said, actually, what he really said was, I think you will all be smiling, he said to the audience of assembled financial professionals by the end of the year. He said he has more confidence inflation is on the road back to 2%, that he does want to see, quote, a little more data before cutting interest rates. Policy right now he calls restrictive. And one reason that for rate cuts is achieved, once rate cuts are achieved, he said, we should get rates back to normal. In the past 3 or 4 months, he points out, inflation has returned back to the prior trajectory before it started to tick up at the beginning of the year. He does say it would be really bad for the Fed to cut rates and have to turn around and raise them. And just a couple other quick headlines, Kelly, before we came on air. He said, a recession is not in my outlook. There's still enough momentum in the economy that you can see a slowing in the jobs market, but not necessarily recessionary outcomes.
But just to be, does he sound hawkish to you, Steve?
You know, Raphael has been cautious, is what I would say. I don't know about hawkish, but he has been very cautious. I think it's very important to emphasize that notion that they don't want to start cutting and then have to reverse and go back the other way again. So I think Raphael is a guy who would be on board to cut rates if there's pretty compelling evidence that rate cuts should happen. He does call policy restrictive. He had been hawkish, and I think he might be in the process of becoming, let's say, more neutral.
All right, Steve, thank you. As always, we appreciate it. Steve Leisman bringing us those Bostic headlines.
Okay, so when he says restrictive, here's how the Federal Reserve looks at this. They look at where the inflation number is and then where the federal funds rate is. So let's take a quick look at that because we also want to look at the CME FedWatch tool because it changed once again. So we go over this every day, and I know if you guys get a little impatient with me on this, here's why we do it. It changes. So this morning when we did the video, there was about a 57% chance that they were going to cut rates. And this, what you're seeing right here is the CME FedWatch tool. It's basically telling us what the Federal Reserve is going to do in 35 days. And right through here, here's the probabilities. Okay, so the top line through here is the federal funds rate. Right now it is at 5.25 to 5.5, which would be a sell right out through here, and it's gone. So everybody's saying they're going to at least cut 0.25%, and that would put us in the range at 5.25. But now we're back up to a 50 basis point cut. I don't think this is going to happen unless tomorrow's headlines, let's get over to what information is coming out tomorrow. If we go over to the economic calendar tomorrow, we have consumer inflation loaded for the day. So we have month-over-month, year-over-year, and the core inflation numbers. Now, if these numbers come in lower, kind of like you saw up there, the markets are going to go crazy. You're going to see mortgage rates plummet even further. You're going to see the stock market, all indices going up, up, and away. But there's always a chance that these numbers could come in at the on a bad level, meaning they go up. At that point, you're going to see the markets basically flip-flop the other way. You're going to see mortgage rates, they're not going to stagnate. They're going to go up, and the stock market will come down. Why? Well, because the cost of capital right now is really expensive. So a lot of people talking about corporations are going out of business and things like that. You have to understand, companies had to refinance their balance sheets more often than you do, you know, a mortgage. So they have to redo their balance sheets maybe every 3-5 years or so. So a lot of corporations might have had to refinance a lot of their debt over the last year. We know where rates are. So they might have had previous debt debt structure, you know, maybe like a 2-3% range. Now they had to refinance that structure at 6-8%. And you're not talking hundreds of thousands. You're talking hundreds of thousands and billions of dollars that get financed. So that's the concern with corporations. But right now, you heard from the Federal Reserve, there's no recession in their thinking right now. And things are starting to stabilize really, really nice. So tomorrow is going to be the second shoe that drops. And then on Friday, we get the jobs report. So that's what we're seeing right through those areas right through here. Let's go back. Where we're going to end the day is the MBS market is up 24 ticks. That means we should get down to about 6.5. We'll check that in first thing tomorrow morning, see if that adjusts anymore. But it's a far cry from the 8% where we were. So that's where we are right now. So if you're looking out there and you're saying, Dan, who are you? What do you do? I'm just a loan officer. I'd love to help you guys if you're looking to buy your first house. No, it doesn't matter where you live because I work at ServBank and I hold a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. So if you're trying to buy that first house, maybe trying to refinance, maybe get a reverse mortgage, or maybe try to finance that first investment property, we'd love to help. So go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy that first house, now it has to be a single family home in your primary residency, you might be eligible for a grant. We have a couple up there. So if you click the grant finder right there, you're going to see there's grants nationally, and there's also grants in the Chicagoland area that we have. So check those out before you go to this button right here, the apply now. So you're going to click that, you'll be on your way. But if you're like, Dan, I'm trying to schedule an appointment with you guys and I can't get in there till next week, don't wait. Call us. Okay, we'll be on standby. And you're going to go, how do you find that number? Scroll down to the bottom of our website, and here it is. You can reach us at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you back here next tomorrow morning at the opening bell to see how those consumer inflation numbers came out. Check it out. Don't be late. See you then. Bye-bye.